If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, the best radio show there is. Thank you for listening on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. We appreciate our YouTube streamers.
If there's any doubt about being the best show, you got to listen to today's show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a program.
Oh, the Bam call?
Bam call, Keisha call.
Keisha call.
Kristen call again. Broads out of control.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Broads, and speaking of Keisha, and now Chuck, we was talking about
the going, Chuck call.
The Chuck call. I was talking about going to the Flyers game with Chuck, and then Keisha wanted to go. I was thinking, we could have an, once the Eagles season's over, we could have an afternoon show outing. We get a bunch of tickets and go with a bunch of listeners to a Flyers game. Ooh. And not invite Broads.
We could. We could.
Yeah, I'm crazy, man. He'd show up anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yelling and screaming.
We'll make sure we have better tickets than him.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't mind a Flyer outing, though.
It would be fun.
Yeah, you could do it. Look, Fritz is like, what?
What? Fritz doesn't want to go?
No, I have an idea.
Okay.
That I don't...
You don't want to say on the air. You don't want to...
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I know what your idea is. I don't think... I'll talk to you during the break. I think I know what it is. I don't think we can do it that way.
Okay.
I think we could do it that way and not say that we're doing it that way.
Okay, good.
Okay, all right.
I think we're on the same way.
We are 100% on the same way.
I definitely am not.
No, once I say it, you'll know. But we won't say it on the air. All right, Jack, let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
A good idea. Anyway,
it's a good idea.
So the WIP personnel, I am buying or selling in 2026.
All right.
Big list. A lot of people doing great stuff around the station. Let me make that clear.
Except for the ones you're selling.
Except the ones that I'm selling. Starting at number five is me selling.
Whoa!
Down year for
look
the,
at this.
It's going to be a down year for the Phils.
A play sad violin.
They're probably going to miss the playoffs.
Oh. Yeah. Me because the baseball team's good.
The Eagles are probably going to win the Super Bowl again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sell.
Can't hit the right buttons at the right times.
Listen, we all know I peaked in 23. right around August 4th.
Yeah. And you didn't even get in the documentary.
Didn't even get any recognition.
Oh. Yeah.
Not even a part of it anymore. So easily selling Fritz stock.
Wow.
Now, it's also a pretty high stock. You know, so it's one to short for a little while.
Yeah.
I would say. Now, number four, I would say this is like almost a penny stock, but I'm buying DVL, Deep Voice Luke.
Really?
Well, that is a cheap stock.
It's a cheap stock.
Yeah.
Those who know him because the voice is so deep, and they always text me, who the hell is on with Broads right now?
Yeah, Pat Gallen texted me about, this is the first time he heard Deep Voice Luke. He said something like, his voice is fascinating.
It is a fascinating voice.
Yeah, you don't expect it. It comes out of nowhere.
No, but yeah. I think he's going to have a strong 2026. And beyond, I'm in on DVL.
Wow.
What is it about DVL that you're buying?
First off, I think he's a good sportsman. Okay. I think he knows the games.
Okay.
I think he's got good radio instincts.
Okay.
And I like the voice. He's got a dynamic. I like the U Rang when sometimes he fills in for Buzz. Like, I just, there's something there with DVL.
Speaking of which, I hope he's not on the list.
He's on the list.
Who?
You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We'll get to him.
Okay, all right.
Because you want to talk about the ultimate sell.
A person that you just... That
yeah.
I, okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Number three is Broads.
Buying stock in Broads.
I mean, he had a really strong 2025. Little thirsty about Jalen, but someone's got to do
it. He's right.
Yeah, well, someone's got to do it. And he's leaning on that. Flyers and 50. I mean, he's really developing in on that.
Yeah.
He's getting a little chesty about the show and taking the show and acting like, you know, he's a lock to get there.
Trying to smell himself
a
little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got to monitor the cockiness. Always got to make sure we take him down a notch.
100%.
Yeah. We're still buying Broad stock in 2026.
It's good stock to buy.
I would buy Broad stock.
I like it.
Yeah. Some would say it's the best stock ever.
Some would say that. He didn't name it, though.
No.
He didn't name it.
Yeah, not his fault.
Number two on WIP personnel, buy or sell in 2026 is Buzz.
Sell.
I mean, what are we doing?
Dude.
First off, show on Monday. Dreadful. Also
horrible.
Chesty.
And didn't care. Didn't care that he was.
Yeah.
But, dude.
Feeling big for his britches now.
Dude.
Sending out textbooks on Twitter about stuff no one cares about.
This tweet from today that Jack sent me. Now, you say, you know how you don't like the see more on Twitter.
Right.
Here's a tweet. It's just a tweet from Buzz. Devin tweeted something about having to beat a team four times in two seasons or something.
Good stat by her.
Yeah. Here's from Buzz. Devin and I were just texting about this.
Which you know is not. Yeah.
Oh, can we stop?
Exactly.
Oh, congratulations. You know Devin. You work with her, you idiot. Okay.
It is like a little brag.
Yes.
It's not like, ooh, we were having a discourse about this. By the way, no shot there was discourse. You know he sent a book to her about, well, actually.
And she just replied, ha ha.
Ha ha. Tweet it.
Tweet it. Okay. Devin and I were just texting about this. I've long been an advocate for busting the it's time to beat a team, tough to beat a team three times in a season myth. Teams who go 2-0 in the regular season against a division opponent are 16-9 against that team in the playoffs since 1970. However, I've never heard the tough to beat a team four times in 2 years span talking point come up. Unless you're in the same division, this circumstance doesn't occur all that frequently. This is one tweet. If the Eagles face either the Rams or the Packers this postseason, they will enter with a 3-0 record. Shut up!
Are we using Ruby to drop now?
Nah, that's not Ruby.
Oh, that's not Ruby?
That's just a snoring sound in the system.
Oh,
yeah.
Shut up, Buzz. Shut up.
He can't even get out of tweets now.
No, yes.
Yeah, he's got a problem on the air, problem in person.
He's long-winded.
Dude, he goes on my PHL. He's not my PHL anymore, but he goes on there twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, he's a...
Books
on
Twitter.
And this sort of thing. The guy will get 87 likes, and all of a sudden, he thinks he did something.
Wow.
Well, it's enough. It's enough. Dry off that forehead. Get behind the board. Hit the button. Shut the hell up. Get a website. The tweets are too long.
Oh, my God.
Write an article, why don't you? Holy hell.
No.
Shut up.
Rube was nice enough. Rube Amaro was nice enough to host with them. Give him a pity show on Saturday.
Do you think Rube got a word in during that show?
Buzz gave all his baseball opinions.
Yap a lot, Buzz Wilson. All right.
Sell.
Yap. Sell. You're not even making anything on it.
Sell.
Yeah.
Sell. But the number one stock I'm buying heading into 2026, because I think it was like 24 is kind of the beginning. This year we established ourselves. But 2026, Spike Eskin, it's going to be a problem. We're buying Spike stock.
Oh, heading into 2026. Kind of I feel like this is
definitely a setup.
A setup.
There's no setup.
There's no punchline. Oh, okay.
Nah, it's just like I think we had a good groundwork this year.
Well, it's now, the show then.
Yeah, well, the show is the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Well, thank you.
This thing's only getting started.
I think you're saying they're going to be fewer people upset at you.
Yeah, or more people upset. Yeah, or more. Yeah.
Wait till they win, and we're still like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I wasn't that impressive.
We sure he's elite.
Yeah. Two quarterback. I mean, two Super Bowl wins.
Well, had an easy road.
He has to be elite.
Look at all those injuries that the Niners had and the Rams. Look, Stafford got hurt.
It's going to be a boring summer. Yeah. We're going to be all bitted up.
The summer's going to be awesome. We got the All-Star game.
World Cup.
We got the World Cup.
PGA Championship.
Elliott Week.
Elliott Week.
Bam.
We might need a whole day of Bam.
Yeah. Bring back the lie detector day.
Yeah, we need lie detector.
We're gonna finish up Fritz versus the camera.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, well, we're finished. This is the first time you're resigned to it actually happening.
Yes,
thank God.
Yes.
This
as if y'all were ever gonna stop because of me.
No. You know me. Once I become focused on something,
you weren't gonna let it go.
No. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get it 40% off. That is through January with the big winter sale. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Matt, who is a Niners fan who happens to be in town, you're on WIP. What's up, Matt?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Matt?
Thanks for having me on. We've been here for business, and we've been listening to your show all week since I figured you'd have some good content going on, so it's been a pleasure.
Oh.
Thank you for listening.
Do you enjoy the sports radio in San Francisco?
I used to, but I actually live in San Diego now, so I'm mainly a podcast guy since I don't get the radio stations from down there. But yes, sir.
Well, you are officially the first 49ers perspective we've had on the
Brave
show this
soul.
Week.
Yeah,
we haven't had any Niners guests on this week. So where are you? I have felt a bit of a, given the injuries, we're just happy to be here kind of vibe for the Niners. Do you feel that way?
In some respect, yeah. I think when both went down, it was like, all right, let's, patch up. We still got Mikel, we have Fred Warner. But when Warner went down, that's when, it was definitely, that was a bullet to the heart for sure. But then we got hot. So I think I felt like that for a bit. But other than the Seattle game, which our offense looked, did not have that spark, I think, coming off of the Chicago game, I felt really good about our chances in the playoffs. And I still think, if we had put a better foot forward in that Seattle game, I think with, the possibility of having all home games, it would have been looked all right for us. But, definitely I can get what you're saying about feeling like we definitely are happy to be where we are.
Yeah. Are you going to the game on Sunday? Are you still going to be in town?
I wanted to, but I got to get home. So I didn't know that until obviously, everything shook out. So I will not be, but I don't know how happy the Eagles fans will be with me pulling up in some Niners threads anyways. So.
No, you would, if you were to go to the game, you would have had to have been careful is the wrong word, but more reserved. What I have found about, I think bad rap is wrong because it is accurate in some respects. But the advice I give people who want to go to an Eagles game or whatever, and you're a fan of the opposing team, you can wear your stuff.
Yeah.
It's when you get chesty.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
It never works.
And it's and wear your stuff as long as they'll yell at you. No one's going to kick your ass for wearing Niners gear or something.
They don't break your stones a little bit.
Yeah.
And I always find out that the smart thing to do is actually to just play along with it. You sort of just go along with it.
Smile, and then you'll end up being friends.
Yep.
Like I think there is a respect for other big fans. So what do you think if I were to ask you to what is your pick for the game on Sunday? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm thinking that after last week, Niners are going to come out hot on offense. I think I worry. It depends on with the Eagles injuries if they have their O line, but it sounds like they will. The Eagles, in my opinion, have been, super hot or cold. They haven't, I don't know if they've found a huge rhythm. So I'm going, Eagles are going to put up some points, but, I'm thinking, Niners put up at least 24, 27 points. And, hopefully that's enough for us.
No shot.
You don't think they put up 24 or 27?
On this defense?
Yeah.
No shot.
Not the way they're playing.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the last time, I appreciate the call, Matt, and safe travels back. Oh, man. And thank you for listening all week.
Be happy if you get 17.
Yeah. The last time that we've seen the defense compromise was the Bears game.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
and I'm still blaming that on Turkey.
Yes. Yeah. Day after Thanksgiving.
That's all I did.
That was a road game. They win that.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last, and that game, even that game was sort of was way out of character.
Mm-hmm.
Like they weren't hitting hard, that game was weird. We have not seen the Eagles. No, they haven't been perfect defensively, but we have not seen them in a game where you're like, "Oh no." I mean, the Cowboys game was not great, I guess,
and that was before.
Oh, that was before the game.
That was before the
Okay.
Bears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So even they played the Chargers next, I believe it was. And the Chargers scored some points.
Yeah, it was 22.
We got seven or eight sacks in that game, a couple turnovers. The Chargers' points, a lot of them came the fact they picked the Eagles off.
Right.
So you're getting turnover, you're getting field position.
I don't know if you remember, Jalen had two turnovers on one play.
Yeah. Hard to do, man.
He did it.
It's very hard
to do. Even though Elliott argues that it shouldn't count as two turnovers, it is.
Yeah, it's definitely two turnovers.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Then they shut out the Raiders. Then they had to watch. The defense is playing pretty good for the most part, since that Bears game.
Yeah, if the Niners put up 24 or 27 points, I would be kind of
nervous.
Worried.
Yeah, I'd be worried.
I would be worried. Even with the Niners, because here's the other thing. Even with the Niners' defense as it is, it's not like the Niners are a big strike team.
Mm-hmm.
If they're scoring 27 points, there's a lot of drives
there.
There's a lot of time of possession.
Yep.
There's a lot of Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
That would be a bad sign.
Yep.
That would be a pretty bad sign. If the season ends that way, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really tough to get a handle on what this year was. I sort of think if they lose some 27-24 game where the offense looks pretty good and the defense doesn't play well, you really would just have to look at this season as that was a Super Bowl hangover season. We'll be upset. We'll be mad the next day.
Sure.
But like, you're not going to be mad at the defense for allowing points to a good San Francisco offense.
Yeah, the defense is pretty much saved our bacon. I mean, you know, they've been the constant, and I don't even know if we would. Do we win the NFC East and host a playoff game if we don't have a defense playing the way they play?
Well, I mean,
they've given up the fewest amount of points since they acquired Jalen Phillips.
Right, right. The other thing not to worry about, but the other thing to think about on Sunday is less of a big thing. We've been talking about offense. We've been talking about defense. We are talking about one of the more penalized teams in the NFL with the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
and the second lowest penalized team in the NFL with the Niners. And we're talking about a special teams for the Eagles who has not just missed field goals, has made mental errors on returns, mm-hmm. has been penalized on returns, has turned the ball over on return. I would hate for this game to be a game that we lose because of the little stuff. And that would be the other, I think the only, the concern, the offense concern is it's there. We all know about it. It would be really frustrating to lose a game because you have a drive that can close out a game. It's third and four, and you have a false start that turns into third and nine. You have to punt the ball. One of those, like a penalty, a missed field goal, a bad decision on a return, that little stuff that can cost you a game in the playoffs when you're playing, you know, games that are decided by one score.
Yeah.
That would be the other thing that would concern me beyond the offense.
Yeah. The other thing for me would be is trying to match wits with Kyle Shanahan and what his offense looks like or is trying to do, what they anticipate.
Yeah.
In other words, we put some elaborate offensive game plan together to show that we're just as, you know what I'm saying?
We're as smart as Kyle Shanahan.
I don't need that. We don't need that Sunday.
Now, the matchups between, it's hard to figure it. So the matchups between Fangio and Shanahan, the numbers favor Fangio. Mm-hmm. The most points that a Shanahan offense has had against Fangio is 15 points.
Wow, didn't know that.
But then you look at the quarterbacks that Shanahan had. So the 15-point game is Garoppolo. Okay, that one's legit. The other one's, I didn't even know two of the guys. One was RG3, okay. Post-injury RG3. Right. And then the other two, I even forget who the other two guys were. I mean, they were not the real quarterbacks. Well,
Shanahan had that one year where, like, Nick Mullins was his quarterback.
Mullins was one of them.
Yeah, like, I remember that year where he used
C.J. Beathard.
C.J. Beathard, yeah.
Yeah, Mullins was one of them. I forget what the other one was.
Did we lose to Nick Mullins? Or we beat? That's what we beat.
No, it beat. Carson beat him.
That was a Travis Fulton game. Yeah.
Yeah, so far... But so far, in terms of the results, Fangio has gotten the better of Shanahan.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Mario in Northeast Philly. You're on WIP.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Mario?
Hey, can I get some of that Ike juice, man?
Oh, man. He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
No doubt. Hey, I was calling because the bros, that's why I called, man. The bros, that's my dude right there. The Ducks last night was a good game, man. It was very exciting. Like he said, it felt like hockey again. And I'm a brother, Ike, so you know.
I can hear it. I said, I can hear it. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah.
You want to come to the game with me and Chuck and Keisha?
Yo, hey, I went with him with them a couple weeks ago, man. It was a good time. I won tickets on the radio. We was up there. I got to chill with them dudes. It was a good time, too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I would love to do that. Chuck will be good out there. That's my dude, too. Chuck, he's going to be good at the game. Just relax. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yoshi texted me, said he wanted to go to a game.
Oh, yeah, Spike leading all the delegation into the Flyers game.
Let me know. Hey, I got something for the 90s thing, too. I don't know if nobody said this or not.
Go ahead.
Whitney Houston, when she sang the national anthem.
That was a big deal, 93.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
At the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was a big moment.
I just thought about that one. That was a big deal, a little bit, something.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, Mario.
All right, fellas. Hey, right, bro. Have a good one. Thank
you,
man.
Yes, there you go. Jack can't help himself.
Yep. He did text me.
Ooh, Yoshi texted
you? Yeah.
Yep. Take the delegation down there to the barn.
Delegation goes to the barn?
Yep.
Imagine that promotion.
Delegation night?
Yeah.
Me and you don't even go.
Yeah. Somebody text Jonesy. Let's get the tickets.
Yeah. I forgot. We do got a direct line to the GM.
But we do. Yeah. We do.
Well, no, what is he?
I don't know if he's changed his number. No, he's not GM.
Well, he's not the GM. That's Danny Briere.
The president.
The president. Yeah. Yeah. He's even higher than the GM.
Yeah, so he's the Dave Dombrowski?
Well, but Briere makes all the decisions, I believe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dombrowski is different in every team, but Dombrowski is the GM as we know it.
I almost think he's like Smolensky.
Well, Maury's the president of the Sixers, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you think Jonesy's like Smolensky? Yes, I would say.
But probably not.
No, Smolensky's on the business side.
Yeah, but he's not business. Yeah.
Well, I would imagine Jonesy's business.
Yeah, he's probably doing some personal
relations. They brought Jonesy in for business?
Yeah, both.
Well, come on. He's a businessman. He's a horse guy, farm guy.
Yeah, I need him in there to evaluate talent.
I don't think they have him evaluating talent.
Really?
I don't think so. I mean, do you think, get him on the phone. I mean, I'm sure he, look.
He can't come on with at least one Uranus joke.
Yeah, he's certainly got, Don Smolensky did not play in the NFL like Jonesy played in the
right,
NHL. So I would imagine he can weigh in a little more accurately on that. Okay. But I do think Breer makes the decisions.
Okay.
That, I don't know. That's my guess.
All right, there we go. That's more Flyer talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. People say we don't talk hockey.
Oh, come on.
It's our night out at the barn.
Come on. All right, 215-592-9494. Should Kevin Betullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? Coming up next, two things. First of all, a name floated for the Dallas Cowboy defensive coordinator position that will make all of us smile. And a huge return in Philadelphia sports tonight. Huge. One of the biggest possible returns for a player you could have in Philadelphia sports that's happening tonight. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will it let me sing, let me sing. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Final check-in on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, you can make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Should Kevin Petullo be coaching for his job on Sunday? 84.1% say yes. So I said there was a big return in Philadelphia sports tonight.
Yeah.
And that is the return of one Kelly Oubre.
Oh. Wow.
Big news. Kelly Oubre, probable tonight. Actually, Trendon Watford, also probable tonight, wow, who hasn't played in a while. And Embiid, also probable for tonight. So against the Wizards, I think they're 12.5 points favorites or something. The Wizards played a little better of late, but Sixers need to demolish the Wizards tonight after that disgrace on
Monday. Yeah, you got to bounce back after Monday.
It'll be interesting, not to get too Sixers-y on players nobody cares about. It will be interesting to see who gets affected by the Oubre minutes and the Watford minutes. I think McCain will be affected by it,
mm-hmm,
and I think Jabari Walker will probably be affected.
Jabari Walker. What about the power forward guy that starts? Dennis Rodman.
Barlow. No, I think Barlow will play.
Will cut into his minutes a little bit?
Could, Bona? A little bit. Could cut into Bona as well. Because you can have Barlow play minutes Bona played, you know. And we haven't seen – Nick Nurse has sort of been back and forth between Bona and other backup center. Why can't I remember his name?
Drummond.
Yeah. So we just haven't seen Drummond. So it might just continue to be – but they've also
– Rats.
They've also had – well, here's something you could see tonight is they've done these things where they have a Barlow playing center. And you could do that if you have Watford in there at four. You could have Watford, Bona, and Paul George.
Feels like Oubre's missed a month and a half.
Yes.
I forget the last time Oubre played.
Yeah, and he was great so far this year.
Yeah.
So very excited to have his handsome face back on the court tonight. 215-592-9494. Damon in East Norton. You're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon. I'm part of that 15% that wants to keep Kevin Pitullo.
Oh, okay. You're a Commanders fan, you idiot.
I think he's done a great job.
All right.
Come to Philadelphia. Yeah. The playbook made out of crayons.
Well, look, man, you got a lot to worry about this year.
You worry about your own squad.
I really liked having Chesty Damon last year, but that it really is RG4. I kept calling him RG4. He's RG4. He can't. Jaden Daniels can't stay on the field.
We don't need him on the field. Y'all got beat by JJ. Like, we beat your ass last week.
Come on.
God, I love him.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Y'all have, and the reason is karma. And I blame Howie. I really do. Howie is holding the only exciting white guy I got on the team. He's holding him hostage. Like, can you free Sam Howe, please?
Why, you want him back?
I'll take him back. I mean, he's better than Jalen. He's got a better arm than Jalen. I mean, last time that Jalen played against the 49ers, he got his head bust. Like, everybody's going to Pound Town. Just like, is Pound Town still a thing?
We haven't been pounding anybody.
we haven't been pounding anybody this year.
Defensive Pound Town.
All right, well, the 49ers are going to take you out of Pound Town. Everybody going to be in a blueprint, having abortions and all that. All right, so do me a favor. What? I got this one last thing. Yeah. Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee Jones.
That was a 90s moment. Pam Anderson, did you ever see it?
Yeah.
Okay. just making sure. That was
the first of the sex tapes, right?
Yes. There was a second Pam Anderson one. Brett Michaels of Poison, lead singer of Poison.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, that one was not as widely written. Now, you remember, it leaked. I think Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson maybe sued whoever leaked it, and then released it themselves. I believe, and made money.
As one does.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they got their idea to do it.
Yes. Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Ray J. It was from Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee.
Yeah, that
turned into a career.
Yeah. Worked out pretty well for one of those two.
One of them.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's been that type of show today.
Yes.
Of course.
So this is, per Albert Breer, the question, thanks to BLG, Brandon Lee Gouton, who found this. Someone asked Albert Breer, what names have you heard in the mix for the Cowboys defensive coordinator job? Who do you think is most likely to get that job? And the answer, Mike, I think they kicked the tires on Brian Flores and maybe Matt Patricia.
Wow, Patricia.
So Brian Flores, whatever, you know, of course, would not be a bad hire. But Matt Patricia, where's he now? Is he, he's got to be coaching somewhere. At?
Ohio State?
Yes.
Okay.
That's where he was at.
Oh.
Ohio State. Yeah.
Corey's guy.
Yeah, Matt Patricia, what a fall off.
Yeah.
Bill didn't even take him to North Carolina with him.
No. Mike Lombardi ranks higher than Matt Patricia does on the Belichick power rankings.
Yeah.
Matt, I would be fine with the Cowboys. The Cowboys gave up.
How are they getting Brian Flores? I mean, is he going to leave Minnesota?
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, I mean, for a head coaching job.
But he's not. It would be a defensive coordinator.
I'm with you.
I know.
Where?
Can they even... Are you allowed to laterally move?
Well, they would have to give him something.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Or unless he and Minnesota sort of mutually decide.
Yeah, sure. That they don't want him, but that would be...
That would be silly.
Yeah, that would be silly. Yeah. Matt Patricia. Now, Matt Patricia here, can't really blame him. That is on... That was Howie. Yeah.
Howie wanted him.
Yeah, that wasn't his fault. Yeah.
Well, and the whole way he came in, when it was
falling apart. Yeah.
Well... I don't know if you were here. Was Spike here yet?
No.
Remember, they didn't even announce him.
Well, they put him. Remember, they put him on the website,
and then they
took it off, and then they had the press conference. Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird.
They tried to sneak him in.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one will notice. Matt Patricia's on the sideline.
Well, he was. I think he was up in the.
He didn't have an official position.
Oh, right. And then they made him DC.
He was like a defensive consultant or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not a good idea.
Matt Patricia's the pencil guy, right?
Yeah.
He's got the pencil. Yeah.
Brian Flores probably wants a head coaching job.
Yeah, he'll get one this cycle.
Vegas?
He'll get one this cycle.
Is that where it was, Vegas?
Well, there's a rumor. I don't even know where I read it. I'm sorry. It might be totally made up. But there was a if you look at the Raiders announcing when they fired
Pete Carroll,
it was something like they're going to work closely, and they mentioned Tom Brady yes. would be involved.
Yep.
So there was a rumor that perhaps Brady could go with Flores as head coach and Brian Daboll as offensive coordinator. Mm. So that was a rumor. And look, if I know I'm the only person who cares about this, but if Tom Brady is deciding who's going to be the head coach and the offensive coordinator for the Raiders, he should not be a color commentator on Fox.
Yeah, I don't care.
But he's in production meetings and he's talking about other players. Think about it this way. If he talks really good about a player on your team, he could be using that to get that player to want to come to his team. Owners are not allowed to talk about other players that way.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm okay with the
Brady rule. I'm okay with it.
Well, now Troy Aikman has been sought out as a consultant for the Dolphins.
Oh, for the Dolphins, yeah. for their GM hiring. Right?
Is it for the GM? Yeah, because whatchamacallit? Did they say he's coming back?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, no, he's
McDaniel?
Not fired yet.
They have not said whether he's coming back.
Doug got fired a week later.
That's true. And Harbaugh got fired a little bit later.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
You don't know because the depending on who the GM is, he may want to bring in his
a
own
different
coach.
Head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're basically mailing in the next year. Mike McDaniel might be a good head coach, but GM's going to eventually want to hire his own
coach.
Guy. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How's it going today?
Justone, what's up, brother?
Man, I tell you what, this daggone show, it started off on flat dab on fire today with Bam's call.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, when I tell you I was a hee-hawing, I was a dime. And then talking about the, what was it? How was it he called the aloe vera?
Yeah, aloe vera.
You reckon they got, I ain't trying to be mean, but you reckon they got that stuff in Braille and he misread it or something? Like he drug his thumb the wrong way or something?
We love
I
that.
Know, I'm just,
he misread it. Love it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I'm telling you right now. And then Chuck, thinking that a Flyers game's like a Klan meeting. he don't want to go to a hockey game.
Yeah, Chuck acts like he's going to walk in the Xfinity Mobile Arena for a Flyers game, and the record's going to scratch, and all the white people in their Flyers shirts is going to go, whoa!
It's going to be like that scene in Animal House when they walk into the juke joint.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You got all the dudes standing there, and they just looking at him. And Chuck thinks there's going to be about 20,000 people just looking at him like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's and then Yoshi, back on, man, Yoshi's just going off
again.
But, my thing before I get up too far off track, yes, I do believe Petullo should be coaching for his job because this offense has been atrocious all year long. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. But then, like y'all also said, they was putting stuff out there like, it ain't the coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, what is it then? I mean, the dagger, I know Cam and Landon have been banged up all year. And like I said, I still don't understand how Cam got the starting Pro Bowl center nod. But he is coming off a back injury, man. I know a lot of folks that ain't athletes at what back injuries does to them. And I do know one guy that is an athlete and what a back injury done to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, backs are tricky, man. It's insane.
Well, Spike could tell you.
Spike
said he's had a lot of back issues as well. My dad. But we ain't asking, you know, Ike said he could tell you, but I ain't no athlete. You know, I just get up and go to work every day. But backs is tricky.
When professional athletes end up having back problems, I don't even know how they ever play again. That is how tricky a back is. Because a back, once you start having back stuff, it's not, forget about playing football or basketball or baseball. Mm-hmm. You could bend over and pick up a pen. and hurt yourself.
And hurt yourself.
Like, you could, exactly. You know, yeah. Like, it's the fact that Cam Jurgens is playing with the after back surgery is insane to me. Yeah.
And like we said, Landon, he tweaked his knee. He had to have the knee scoped during training camp. And he never missed anything, as far as I know. Like, he missed some practice.
Well, he certainly came back earlier than anybody expected him to.
Exactly. I mean, he was out there the week they were doing the inter-squad practice with the Browns bringing beer to the guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that was the day after he had the surgery done. But, man, did I hear y'all say something about maybe an afternoon show Flyers game? Y'all
You're not allowed. You're going to ruin the season. Yeah, ruin the season. Stay in Tennessee.
Come on, man. Could you imagine me up there at a Flyers game? They got the biggest redneck out there, and I'm going to have to start calling in at 3:30 on Fridays to help y'all out with this 3:30 country. I mean, Broad's done well, but he ain't got that twang down like me. I mean, y'all was even saying I had that twang on 5:30 Creed back this summer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Well, and Jack's got his fake-ass Chester County twang.
Dude, I can do a good one, too.
Me and Jack, man, we're country brothers, man. We text one another songs all the time.
Oh,
so I'm trying to help him out with this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, that BAM call, man, I know it's early, but hello, that could be call of the year. I mean, we're 7 days into the year, but damn, that was awesome.
Yeah, we've already started collecting for the best of show for 26, and that call is already cut. Yeah,
like I said, I don't like making fun of people, but there was a video out there of this kid who was blind that wanted to play football. And they got video of him chasing after the quarterback, and he's running around. And I could just imagine when Bam was talking, that's what Bam was doing, just running around in circles with somebody shooting guns.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. He bumping into walls and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know which way he's going.
Yep.
If you're blind, I guess best thing to do just be hit the deck, man. Pray, just drop. You know, stop, drop, and roll or something. I don't know. But
seriously.
I'm telling y'all, man, that was awesome. But I do wonder who told him how aloe vera was pronounced, because I don't know what he called it, but it ain't what he called it. But I'm going to let y'all go, man. It's been an awesome show today. I love y'all. I mean,
all right, Justin.
Love you, Justin.
By the way, Brian Flores' contract is up. That is why.
There you go. So then he can be the DC then.
Yes, he can.
Yes.
Just in breaking news. ESPN tonight, special guest is Jimmy Kempski.
Yes.
Kempski's in?
On Go Birds Evenings.
The first two-time guest on ESPN, I believe.
Yeah.
So the Kempski.
Does Kempski challenge ESP?
I would think they're buddies, I think.
Yeah. Right. But it's a little chummy.
Yeah.
Now, Kempski almost had a run at the Eagles Insider of the Year. He's had a good amount of scoops this year.
Yes, yeah, he had a couple. We should have put him in the odds. That's on me. What was the Kempski thing I remembered? Oh, that was a Josh thing. Yeah, forget about it. A whole other thing.
Stick figures. Kempski does.
Oh, yeah.
Figures,
well, I know
right?
Kempski is, but there was. I'll not for air.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Stephen Abington, you're on WIP. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, Steve?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, well, first I was calling and give you my 90s point first. I was brought up Jerry Garcia, the passing of Jerry Garcia. I mean, I'm 38, but I was young. But my dad and all took me down there, tied eyes on down the Art Museum, Lake Kansas on the steps.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to one Grateful Dead show, not my thing, but Jerry Garcia dying was a big one for sure.
Yeah, that I mean, Spike, that's what I like. Pearl Jam is one of my favorite bands. So, like, every time you bring it up, I always bring up Pearl Jam for myself. I seen him close out the Spectrum. But I was actually calling in for the Birds. First thing is, boys, I really think we're getting a big dose of the D this weekend. I just have a feeling.
It's called a big dose of D.
There you go.
Yep. I know. That's why I feel it's coming this week. I feel like this week.
All right.
The defense is precarious.
Yeah.
But I know. I had to say it.
It's all good.
Yep. Had to come out.
We encourage it.
Yeah.
You're still going. You're still dropping jewels.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to hear a person say big dose of D instead of just the clip. But yeah, I got it. What's the barking one? Oh, how was the D?
What'd you think of the D?
There we go. Okay. Now we're all there. Yeah.
But no, I mean, I really believe like Petula, it's got to be, something's got to show. Somebody's got to give. And I agree with like about where they worked at Jalen Strange, and we can see that now. But I was watching like the Panthers last week, and I noticed, feeling watching that Panthers game, I get it was raining, and I know the Bucs aren't there great, but I almost felt like I was watching the Eagles offense out there when the Panthers were playing. I'm not even a Panthers fan. That's how bad it was. I just couldn't understand. Like, all they were doing is, like, they were working to his strengths. Quick outs, no real deep balls. They couldn't get their running game established. That's what it felt like. If, I feel like when we get it all together, we look like we looked last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
that starts with the running game.
Yeah, I don't – even if the Eagles get through the NFC and win the Super Bowl, I don't think it's ever going to look on offense like it looked last year. The no. offensive line doesn't have it in them. Now, do they have enough? The question is, do they have enough? That's why Ike and I were talking yesterday about, like, this year on some level, if they were to win the Super Bowl, would be more impressive than last year.
Yeah.
Because they would have figured out something that, like, they were – gifted is the wrong word – but that running performance last year was just like a once-in-a-lifetime thing that they got to ride. This year, with all the ups and the downs and the nonsense, and I don't know if they'd be the worst offense ever in terms of points per game to ever win the Super Bowl.
They're not worse than the 2015 Broncos. They can't be.
I don't know.
And I think...
the Ravens?
Now, where are we at now with points per game?
22?
22-something?
Because the Chiefs won it with 22-something.
Okay.
That all one right. year, that the year they beat San Francisco.
Okay,
that,
they were at 22
something. It was 22 something, yeah.
Okay. All right, Steve.
But, hey, boys, I just want to say thank you. You guys enjoy the rest of your night.
All right, brother. Thank
all
you
right,
for
Steve.
The call.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Great call by Corey today. Alamade Manure is the most ridiculous name I've ever heard of. Dick bag.
That was a good one from Corey.
That was a good one.
Corey was fighting hedging. He was fighting hedging on the call. He. You know what it is? I don't think it's that he doesn't want to hedge. I don't think he wants to agree with me. I think that's what
I
it
can
is.
See that.
Because he said, well, you know, I could see it either way.
It is.
But really, Petullo, his job should be on the line.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to agree.
That was one that it was hard for him to argue against.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to agree with
you. He doesn't want to agree with me. I'm so offended. Especially from Corey, a guy whose back I've had, even though I've yelled at him a couple of times. What's next?
Today, I play for Bam and Upper Darby. Ricky Pearsall heading into the link Sunday.
Oh, man. That's not right.
The joke there
is
that Ricky Pearsall was shot last year, and Bam was, what did he say, grazed?
Grazed.
Yeah. Ricky was actually shot.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't even grazed.
We're trying to find the second shooter in the Bam situation.
I still can't believe Ricky Pearsall came back in the same year.
Yeah?
Yes. Single bullet theory in the Bam thing. Oliver Stone is working on a movie right now. Call it Kevin Costner.
That was a good line.
Yeah. What's next?
There's nothing like New Year's Eve fireworks. Bam, before the bullet came down.
Okay. All right. See, now I'm worried there's another one.
Yep. I feel like it is.
We've hit the limit.
I don't think there's another
one. Okay. What's next?
Boy, why does Rube sound so out of breath? Daryl in Center City.
That's a good one.
You know, I was thinking more about the Rube thing, about him potentially just being out of breath. It is more disconcerting if he was just out of breath. It would sound better if he was just sleeping with the last one.
Right.
Not the, if he's breathing heavy, it was the.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one.
Yes.
That was the one that you better have been sleeping. It's defendable to be sleeping. You didn't know you were going to be on the air.
He's at work.
Well, but they weren't
on yet. He was also probably just on the air.
Was
and
the
then
game
they
boring? Wow.
It was horrible. Yeah, the game was boring for all of us. What's next?
Jay-Z is not on Mount Rushmore, and it's not even a debate. Baldy still listening in Daytona.
Yeah, it's at least a conversation.
It's a conversation. Yeah,
come on.
I think he's there. He has to be there. Oh, y'all talking about Purdy. Yeah, Baldy. I wonder, Baldy just dismissed that.
Yeah, well, listen, Hurts, Purdy, whatever. Shanahan, Sirianni is 100% a conversation.
It has to be. It has to be. The guy's been to two Super Bowls, and he was a play away from winning the second one.
I agree.
It's like, come on. All right, what's that?
Can you imagine Shanahan with our offense?
Yes. And that quarterback?
I was waiting on somebody to say it. That's
and that quarterback? I mean, like... Yeah. Whatever. All right, what's next?
Whoa. What the f***? Joe Santoliquido in South Jersey.
Joe didn't ask for this.
He did not ask for this. It's always a bit when he's on Insider of the Year, and it turned into that.
Yeah. We're just trying to have fun. We love Joe. We didn't know Keisha was going to call him out for being too short.
We didn't know I had boxing classes together.
Yeah, that he was pursuing her. That is Keisha, supposedly.
Yes, that's her side of the story, yes.
Yeah. And it must be crushing, if it were true. I don't know if it's true. But it must be crushing to hear if you were just 1 inch taller.
Because it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Like if you were TK rather than Santoliquido. There it is. You get what you wanted.
Who's taller, Santoliquido or Mosh?
Santoliquido, I think.
I don't know.
I mean, TK and Mosh is pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
That's a basketball.
I didn't realize TK was short as he is. Evidently.
Thought he was 5'9".
Remember, I thought he was 5'10"?
Yeah.
5'9".
Yeah. Well, you can see why his team won three games when he was the middle linebacker.
Oh, come on. What's next?
Hey, Zach Berman. Shorten up the Twitter. I don't have time to read your long tweets. Spike, scouting on YouTube, watching random pressers, and going to movies alone.
The movies alone is a low blow. That's my recreational time. What's next?
Didn't I have it that the Birds would play all their home games at the Link? Ike, really reaching for Insider of the Year credit.
Text line.
I'm on there. I got 25?
Plus 25,000.
Plus 25,000.
I put 10 shekels on it.
There you go.
One of these times, because I maintain I could win it if he wanted to. You know, he's got to do the show. He can't be an insider. Maybe he doesn't get as much information if he's an insider.
Yeah. I don't want to be an insider.
No.
The last thing I want to look up and see is something is attributed to me.
Yeah, source. We look up on, First Take or whatever, and there's your tweet up there. Breaking.
I'd be horrified.
Yeah, breaking. Oh, Jack and I, you'd have to hold us back from starting that show. Okay. ESPN is next. Go Birds Evenings. Elliot Shore Parks with special guest Jimmy Kemsky as the first playoff edition of ESPN. Hopefully we have 5 of them. That is coming up next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.